Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, Brewers game two with the Padres, looking for another series win and their seventh victory in a row. And another programming note, Bob Uecker is off for the weekend, at home resting. Expect to have him back next weekend against the Phillies. We miss you, Bob. Hope you're doing well, recharging for the stretch run. Now let's get to the game itself, right? Freddy Peralta started on the mound. He allowed a solo homer to Xander Bogaerts early, but otherwise he was rolling. In his first five innings, he had eight strikeouts and only allowed three base runners. He was absolutely fantastic, but the Brewers were still down 1-0 against Pedro Avila. He had been the strong candidate the second half as a tandem man, and the Brewers finally got to him in the fifth inning. It all began with an infield hit from Mark Canna, then a clutch bunt single from Bryce Terang put runners on first and second, and an opportunity for Andrew Monasterio.
Does not show on a ground ball, base hit to left. Canna will be sent around third. He'll score, and the Brewers have tied the game 1-1.
1-1, Jeff Levering's call, and they were far from done in the inning. That would put runners on first and second once again. Tyrone Taylor would be the batter, but some chaos on the base path.
Here's the pitch. Runner takes off for third. Campusano throws it into left field. Monasterio comes down the line to score. The Brewers have the lead.
They get it, a 2-1 lead. Now, as the inning would progress, a fielder's choice, a walk. Now you've got men aboard, two men aboard for William Contreras. Bullpen activity behind Avila. Things are happening quickly, and Wild Bill strikes.
1-1. Ground ball, third base, fair, down into the corner. One run is in. Yelich is on the move. He'll score all the way from first. Contreras not stopping at second. He's on his way to third with a two-run triple.
What an epic moment. Unfortunately, scorekeeper decided that was a double and an error on the left fielder, Ben Gamel. Nonetheless, the Brewers broke it open. They chased Avila out of the game, and they still weren't done in the inning. The next batter, Carlos Santana.
Barlow throws. Line down the right field line, a fair ball. Heads towards the corner as Tatis digs it out. Santana with an RBI double. It's 5-1 Brewers.
Another five-run inning for the second consecutive game. The crew, second time they've done that all year. The last time was in April against the Mets. That would be all of the offense tonight. Some defense helped out as well. A clutch play here in the sixth inning from Monasterio.
Ground ball hit towards third. Monasterio has it. The second one to first. Got him. Double play. Great scoop by Santana. And the inning is over.
Moving far to his left, Monasterio with the short hop. Terang with the range. And then he fired to first just in time with a great scoop from Santana. But the Padres would make this game interesting. They would add a two-run homer in the eighth inning off the bat of Juan Soto. So it suddenly was another one-run game. However, the Padres are the worst team in baseball when it comes to one-run games. 6-19 coming into tonight. The Brewers, the second-best team in one-run games at 26-11. And they headed things to their all-star closer, Devin Williams.
The stretch and the 2-2 coming. Struck him out with a changeup. Ball game over. It's seven straight for Milwaukee. A 5-4 win tonight at American Family Field.
Jeff Levering all on the highlights tonight. I promise Lane Grindle was here too. But the Brewers win 5-4. It's seven in a row. Their longest winning streak of the 2023 season. Their longest since 2021. They'll go for another August sweep tomorrow with Adrian Hauser on the mound. Take a breather, come back, and wrap up the program after this on WTMJ.